welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I am joined today by two incredible guests. I have with me Ben Chapman and Lorena Rose. Hello, friends.
Hello.
Hello. This is great. I'm so excited to be here. This is one of my favorite things to do is record podcasts on a podcast.
Fantastic. I am so excited that you're here, and I'd love for our audience to get to know a little bit more about you. So, Ben, if you can introduce yourself and let everyone know where they can find you on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a professor and food safety extension specialist at North Carolina State University. But when I'm not doing food safety professoring things, I'm talking about food safety on podcasts. And actually, I do two podcasts, one called Risky or Not, which can be found at riskyornot.co, and another one called Food Safety Talk, which is at foodsafetytalk.com.
Fantastic. You might recognize some of those links from a previous guest. And yes, I did manage to grab both of them. So excited. Lorena, I would love to know a little bit more about you and where people can find you on the internet.
Sure. I am Lorena Rose, and I am also a big fan of podcasts. Surprise, surprise. The podcast that I do is called Pass the Hot Sauce, a Roswell podcast, and it is part TV rewatch podcast and part like alien stuff, I guess. So my friends and I, it's mainly about the TV show Roswell, which was on the WB in the late 90s and early 2000s. I am a 90s kid, so rewatch podcast, but then we've also delved into some fun stuff like the real history of Roswell, New Mexico, and like interesting alien and UFO sightings around the world. We've talked about alien-centric religions, all sorts of weird and wonderful UFO and alien related stuff. So
fantastic. I love that you took a rewatch podcast and just kind of expanded it so much. And clearly the two of you have so much similar with your podcast types, because your title has hot sauce in it, and Ben probably talks about hot. Maybe
at some point.
Yeah, I like for sure we have talked about hot sauce. So
there's, wonderful.
I mean, I see a crossover episode in our future.
Yeah. Yes, we actually don't talk about hot sauce that much anymore. If y'all aren't familiar with the TV show, the alien characters in the TV show, they like sweet and spicy together, so they put hot sauce on all of their food, which is where our title comes from. But in the, like, we're in the second season now, they don't spend as much time putting hot sauce on their food. So we don't have as many hot sauce call-outs as we used to.
Well, clearly that needs to change with the crossover past the food safety hot sauce. No. All right. We're just going to move on to the next question, because clearly I am failing with my fancy podcast, like, co-op plans here. But that's okay, because we're going to go back to the future. Wait, go back to the past. How does this work? I don't know. But I would love to learn how you started listening to podcasts and what were some of those first podcasts that you found?
It's funny. I think back to about 2010 or 2011. I wasn't even really aware that podcasts were a thing until I got invited. Well, and it's the craziest thing, because I got invited on some podcasts to talk about food safety things. And so I was like, I was kind of like, well, what is happening with this? We're going to do an interview about, you know, a beef jerky or, you know, bacon and dive into this for 20 or 30 minutes. But where will it be? Like, it's going to be on the internet somewhere. Okay.
Somewhere in the realms of the internet.
and so that was, I mean, that was how I got introduced to them. And I did a couple of podcast guesting on the 5x5 network, on Dan Benjamin's shows, a number of them. And then I just started listening to podcasts that I could access through the 5x5 network and just continue to listen to lots of different things, found all these different topics. And it's one of these situations where I don't know, maybe a year or so into it, I thought, how did I not know that this was a thing? How did I miss all these topics? And this like such a like niche of any particular thing that I could think of, I could find, you know, 12 episodes on. And
yes, there will be a podcast about it somewhere.
Yeah. And so that's what I did. And I started consuming a lot. My spouse also started consuming a lot of podcast content. And so we were trading ideas back and forth on what to listen to. But it was I really just stumbled on it. It wasn't a thing that I even knew about until I was, I guess, already involved in.
That's an amazing process of doing it. And especially when you discover through a network itself, which lets you like find more podcasts in that kind of feel. And then you're like, wait, there's podcasts outside of this network. Right. Other people are doing podcasts.
There's just so many podcasts.
So many podcasts. And that, you know, was back in 2011. So 10 years ago. And now there's even more.
Yeah, I don't know. It was one of those things like I learned that there were books. Right. Like it was like the first day that someone said, hey, not only are there books, but there's a library. There's a yeah. Like you can go to a bookstore and be like, whoa. Yeah, it really, to think back on it, it seems so silly. But that was it. And I would, you know, a lot of my consumption of listening is either in the car driving back and forth from work or picking up my kids or while I'm working out. And so I was just filling 1, 2, 3 hours a day of listening and if now it's certainly my primary listening. I'm listening to less and less music and more podcasts 10 years later.
Wow, what a progression. I love it. All right, Lorena, what about you? How did you get started?
So I'm also I was very late to the podcast game. I've been an iPhone user for pretty much forever. So you have that little podcast tab on there and I just never really explored it. And then so this was back in fall of 2016. I had just moved to Japan for work and I didn't know anybody and I didn't know the language. So I was pretty lonely. And in addition to loving the TV show Roswell, I'm also a longtime fan of the TV show Buffy. And one of my friends was like, hey, I heard about this new Buffy podcast. Like, I think it would be right up your alley. And so I was sitting in Japan, lonely and bored. And I was like, I've never listened to a podcast before, but I love Buffy and I am very bored right now. And the podcast is called Buffering the Vampire Slayer.
Yes.
And they are now on season 6 of the TV show. And they do an episode by episode, spoiler free rewatch and talk. But it's more like through the lens of the two hosts are queer women, so it's through like a modern feminist queer lens, and they talk about all the things they love about the show but all the things they also wish had been better if it was made 20 years later in our hopefully slightly more progressive society. And so I just really loved their banter and I loved their breakdown of the show. So that was kind of how I got into podcasts. And then I also kind of just fell down a hole and I was like, oh, I could literally find cool people talking about anything I felt like learning about, hearing about, rewatching. And yeah, just fell down a deep, deep hole of podcasts.
Amazing. I love that. Thank goodness for boredom. Let's just say that because yes. Then you were able to discover it. That's incredible. And wow, Buffering it's such a good podcast. The production quality is so incredible and their relationship, especially as they've grown because it has been on for so long. Oh, so good.
That part about podcasts is kind of fascinating to me on how when you listen to either, you know, shows that have had hundreds of episodes or different seasons, how they evolve, like how, how it started is not the same podcast that it is now, but it was, there was no like line in the sand that you can kind of like point at and say, well, this is where they switch. Like it's, it is, it's really fascinating. And I feel like I'm a, you know, started episode one kind of person in a lot of cases, because I think it's hard to like go back and forth, you know, certainly I'll like jump in at a topic that I like, but I, you know, I love what you said, Lorena, about like just how these, how podcasts grow and evolve over time is, it's just so, I don't know. It's fascinating. And I would like never listen back to my own podcast, 'cause I worry how bad it was early on of our evolution.
Yeah. I have a hard time listening to my own as well. I know my co-host Aliza, she listens every week after our producer gets it all edited together. And I just can't sit there and listen to myself talk about it over again. I'm like, I'm just going to trust that Ashley did a great job. I know she did, because she's a fabulous producer and it's out there in the world. And I can't re-listen to it.
I'm with you. It's like, I'm done, right? I'm over. Well, let's worry about the next episode.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Like I am so thankful that I don't have to edit, and I'm so grateful. Javier is incredible. He edits, and then I just have to magically push it out, and somehow it is a podcast, and it's kind of it's great. It's wonderful.
Kind of magical. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm the backup editor for our podcast, which I have had to step in and do a few times, and man, it is work. Props to the podcast editors out there, because it can be a very big process.
Oh, yeah. I am not, that is not, shall we say, my talent. It is, it brings me no joy. It brings me negative joy. So if I edit something, you know that lots of blood, sweat, and swears was put into this podcast. Yes. But thankfully, this show is not. It's just joy and love. I would love to know, what made you want to pick up a microphone and start recording an actual podcast, not just as a guest?
So it was... another, I guess, kind of weird conversation with my co-host Don Schaffner, who is a previous guest on your show, and we were actually at a conference in our world, like weird little, you know, food safety nerd world. All the scientists get together once a year, and it's kind of like food safety summer camp. And the organization that we both belong to, it's called the International Association for Food Protection, and it was celebrating. This is back probably in 2011 or 2012. It was celebrating its 100th anniversary, and so StoryCorps was actually on site, NPR's StoryCorps, to record sort of oral history of the organization, and Don and I were paired up somewhat on purpose, but somewhat, you know, randomly. We knew each other and had certainly interacted and hung out together, but we weren't really collaborators, and the two of us weren't like sort of planning on like let's make a podcast. And we talked to each other for 30 minutes as part of StoryCorps recording. And at the end of it, Don kind of called out and said, I think we just made a podcast like that. We should like, would you want to do more of that? And I was like, just like talking like back and forth about, you know, food safety things. He's like, yeah, this is, I think there's space. There's, you know, there's an audience that people, and he kind of sold it to me as, I would listen to this if it wasn't me. I was like, well, yeah, I'd probably listen to it as well. And so it was probably 4 or 5 months after that that we kind of got our stuff in order to, you know, had microphones and done a little investigation about what the setup needs to be, what's the best way to record, and then we kind of jumped in. But it was, it really was, I you know, just back to, this is something that I might want to listen to if it was a couple of scientists sitting around talking about what they thought about what was going on in the world of food safety, you know, that day and what had happened over the last couple of weeks. And it was it was no more than that. And then we over time, and we've joked about this on our show, I think we would do the, you know, it went from 30 minutes to about an hour to now almost we meet every 2 weeks and record for about 2 hours. And I think the two of us would do this even if we were not posting it, like just to hang out, because we've become such great friends and colleagues over the last decade doing this. And it's really like it's absolutely true. It's cool that, you know, some folks listen to it, but it has helped me. You know, from my perspective, just be a better scientist and be a better communicator about science. And it, you know, I think that's what was at the start of this was just a cool conversation with someone who I kind of knew and certainly I looked up as a mentor and an important individual in my field, just to be able to hang out with them for an hour every 2 weeks or whatever. And then it just evolved.
Yeah, there's something really neat about getting to hang out with somebody that you want to hang out with and recording. And regardless, again, if someone listens, great. But if they don't, you know what? That's okay, too, because you got to hang out with your friend and talk about things that you really enjoy and get to do. And I just, there's something really, really special about that.
Yeah, it's huge. It's this, it's kind of this gift of podcasting that I never even really thought about, and doing the same, like, meeting you, Kathy, and you joining us on our show,
yeah.
Having guests over time. It's really interesting to be able to talk to people that you listen and you kind of know a little bit about who they are and their view on certain things, and then actually being able to talk to them just like you're all hanging out together at a bar is a very I think it's hard to explain to folks who are not in the podcasting world, but that's the biggest gift of this for me
by far, and the conversations that you get to have are so different than one that you would have at a bar, because I'm not going to go up to some stranger and be like, hey, do you have a podcast?
Right. You know? Do you want to talk about hot sauce?
Yeah. Hot sauce, risky or not?
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's have a conversation. Discuss.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, funny. I would love to learn more, Lorena, about how you got started.
Yeah. Well, I mean, much like Ben, I would do this. I mean, I love the conversations that I get to have with these people who are now very close friends every week. And whether or not anybody tunes in, I'm happy that people do. But, like, I don't know what we're going to do, like, when we finish watching the TV series. Like, because I will miss, like, we're going to have to find something else to talk about. We've already talked about there's a reboot of Roswell that's on the air right now. And we're like, well, we could just talk about the reboot when we finish the original. But we got started doing this because what we wanted to hear didn't exist. One of my friends mentioned in a group chat board on Facebook, she just was like, hey, does anybody know any good Roswell podcasts? I really want to, like, try to tackle this series from, like, you know, 20 years ago. And I just think it would be more fun if I had, like, fun people to listen to their commentary about it. And we started looking into it and we were like, this does not exist. And another friend jumped in and was like, I would listen to a podcast about that. And someone else was like, yeah, I've been wanting to check out that series too. Like, I would listen to a podcast about that. And we were like, well, it doesn't exist, so I guess we are supposed to make it. And unbeknownst to us, because it was like the spring before the 20th anniversary of the premiere of the series, there were a couple of other people having a similar idea. So there are now a few Roswell Rewatch podcasts that all launched within a couple of months of each other. But, like, we had about 6 months of planning that we were like, well, we don't know how to make a podcast, so let's start meeting and figuring out how to make a podcast. What do we need to learn how to do? What kind of equipment do we need? How does this work? How do we want our show format to be? So by the time we launched our show, there were a couple of other things that existed that were maybe like what we wanted to listen to. We don't listen to them just because we don't want it to like impede our right. style. So I don't know if these other podcasts are similar, but yeah, it just started because we were like, well, this is a thing we would want to listen to and it doesn't exist. So probably somebody else would want to listen to this. So I guess we're just supposed to do this thing. And you know, one of the women I knew pretty well already, and the other two I didn't really know at all before we started this. We just like knew each other on the internet in this Facebook group, and now they're people that I talk to every day, whether or not we're recording, and then we record together every week or every other week. And I just like can't imagine not hanging out with them all of the time.
the bonds you create, especially that journey of discovery as a friendship, both on mic and off, as you learn more about them and you discover and you start to learn more about their family and their history and what they like to do, and that all bleeds in, and there's just so much like. I love the fact. Okay, so do you ever watch a TV show or a movie and you're just like, man, all of those actors had so much fun together? You could just yes. feel the chemistry yeah,
you
coming
could just
off.
Tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I love about podcasts, is that so often podcasts that don't have that type of chemistry, they just stop and
they don't last.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so it just gets so strong and you could just palatable.
And it's so obvious when that chemistry is not there, right?
Yes.
Like it's you can spend 3 minutes listening to a podcast and seeing listening to the interactions, be like, oh, these two people, I don't think like each other. Or maybe they do, but they don't really like, this isn't a conversation that I'm dropping in on, and that is, you know, it's so true. That's all part of the, I think, the joy of listening to podcasts is that you and I, you know, Kathy, I'll totally like, yeah, jump in on your format here, because
yes.
I think that's, I mean, it's these are your friends in your ears, right? Like,
exactly.
It's so crazy that you couldn't tell somebody this is going to happen until you start listening to something. Because I've never had, like, I don't have the same thoughts watching, you know, TV shows or YouTube, even, you know, YouTube conversations, you know, a handful of shows that I watch on YouTube where it's two people talking to each other. I don't feel like I know them the same way that I do with podcasts. It is much more intimate.
Yes. Yes. So much more intimate. And so, yeah, the title, just somebody at PodCon, one of the McElroys mentioned that a friend mentioned that podcasts were like friends in your ears. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And I bought the domain and like planned out the podcast before the intro conversation was done. And it just fits so perfect, because these people that you may not know from Adam and yet are so intimately acquainted with them, and then you discover that they're real people, like when you get to, I don't know, meet them, you know, back when we could travel places and be in person at things, and then you see their mouths move and the voices that you are so intimately familiar with come out of their mouth, and it's such a strange feeling, and it sticks with you. And then as time goes on and you get to do a podcast with them, it's just like mind-blowing.
I'm sure y'all have seen, it's like a little meme or a comic strip on the interwebs somewhere. And it's like, it's this girl and she's like, oh, my friends were saying this, or my friends were saying that. And then the other person is like, your friends or the hosts of the podcast are listening to? And like, the person is just like,
like, yeah,
it's so accurate. Like,
whatever. Yeah.
They're my friends.
Yeah.
My girlfriend for I think about 6 months that we were dating, she didn't realize that I didn't do a Buffy podcast, that I did a podcast about a different show because I just talk about Buffering the Vampire Slayer so much. Like, they've been my friends in my ears for, like, you know, close to 6 years now. And, like, you know, I talk about them like I know them personally, which, you know, I've met them at events, but I don't know them. And then it was like months and months into our relationship, and my girlfriend was like, wait, do you do two podcasts? And I was like, no, I do one podcast. And she's like, what about your Buffy podcast? And I was like, I don't have a Buffy podcast. Like, I listen to a Buffy podcast. And there was this big, like, confusion. I was like, no, I just listened to that one a lot.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Trying to explain to my parents, it was hard. They finally did start listening when they had, like, lots of hospital visits. I don't know if they still listen. If you are listening, Mom and Dad, hi. I love you. But I don't. Yeah, it's helped that they know a little bit more about the format and things. And, like, yeah, it's always interesting. Always interesting.
It is. I mean, mentioning, you know, people that listen to your podcast that are in your life is such a, to me, that's such a weird thing. Like, I do, you know, Kotaki with for my kids, and I play a lot of hockey myself, and so I just somewhat randomly every once in a while, either someone who I know through this, you know, other community will be like, hey, I've been listening to your podcast and I've got some questions, and they're like back in, you know, like 6 months ago, and they're like, you mentioned this. Could you give me a little more information on why I shouldn't be, like, eating raw fish and why I should freeze it first? And because, yeah, and it's, you know, I think that's the, like, that's the cool part. Cause, like, wait, why? Hang on. You're listening to my podcast? First of all, that's weird. And then I'm going through, like, have I ever said anything really terrible that might be about this person? And you're like, okay, I hope not. But it's so that part's so bizarre too, because you're the things that we record, they're preserved for forever. And all of a sudden people drop in at different spatial times.
You talk about sort of, I mean, I don't know about with your podcast with food safety, but, like, in ours, we sometimes talk about kind of, I don't want to say intimate details of our lives is quite right. But, like, you know, sometimes, like, especially when you're relating to, like, a TV show from your youth, like, some stuff comes up that is of a more intimate nature. And, like, you kind of just, like, put it out into the void and don't expect that anyone who actually knows you is going to listen to it. Like, I do know my parents do not listen to my podcast, which is helpful. but yeah, it's like, oh, wait, yeah, anybody could just, like, who really knows me might tune in and hear this.
Yeah, no, it's totally. And you never, I don't know. I always try to be as, like, as me as possible in anything that I'm recording. And then I kind of forget about it. And it's like, oh, but we do the same thing. A lot of our conversations are about things that are going on in our lives and just, you know, how that, you know, eventually we get to food safety. And we try to connect, you know, all those dots, but it is, you know, sometimes it feels like you're in this little world I guess the silly part is I forget that I give it out there to all the world, but, you know, it's not like the conversations are planned that way.
Yes. And that feels so natural as opposed to, all right, so we're going to spend 3 minutes talking about this subject and then we're going to do XYZ to transition. Like, you don't want to plan it ahead of time. And that's part of why I think the chemistry can feel so intimate, because it is like a natural conversation. Oh, man. Speaking of, you know, natural conversations, and let's segue to the next question in some smooth and easy way. That's
super smooth.
Definitely so smooth. Pew. So I would love to know, what podcast would start playing if you were to hit play on your podcast app of choice?
If I hit play right now, it would be Stuff You Should Know
Nice.
And it's, an episode on mincemeat.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Which is not a meat, correct?
I guess.
It's like a fruit filling.
Yes. Yeah. Let me go back because this will sound terrible. It is actually Operation Mincemeat, how a corpse fooled the Nazis. Maybe it's not about the actual mincemeat. It's something that is not very clear from the title, but that would be the thing that would play. And I've totally messed up this question. But hopefully it makes for good podcasting.
All right, Lorena, what episode of what single show are you listening to right this second if you hit play?
So I opened up my podcatcher. I'm not in the middle of an episode at this exact moment. So I did open it up to see what would pop up first. And it is episode 3 of a podcast called The Flame, which is a lesbian musical radio play.
Oh, love it. Okay.
I'm a big musical theater nerd on top of many other things. So that I haven't started listening to it yet, but that's what like queued up as like, what's next for
what's
you?
What's next?
Was that. So yeah. And then right behind that was Buffering, because that's always, they put out so much bonus content now. There's like pretty much always something that I haven't listened to yet with them as well. So
nice. Love it. Okay. So now we're at the final podcast related question, which is, what are your favorite podcasts and why do you love them so much? And we can just copy and paste from, further. And, so Javier, just make it, seamless.
I've been listening to NPR's Fresh Air has like this whole archive that I don't actually understand the algorithm of when these episodes were recorded and why.
Do it all. Just like maybe not all not your entire queue. Years.
And it's
a good chunk
sort of conversation interviews. I've been listening to Behind the Bastards quite a bit. And so this is just a podcast about really terrible people.
Follow along to that Twitter thread coming
soon.
That
I just didn't know about sometimes. And, it's pretty cool. The weekly things that I go through are more consistent. It might sound a little cliched, but I really like The Daily from the New York Times. I listen to Criminal every couple of weeks that comes out.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you two more that I would say that are the ones that I love every time they come out. And one called Understood. And so this is it's kind of like an investigative journalism podcast. But it's about like just odd things on the internet that people have either sort of misremembered or thought they saw something. And so, someone will, like a problem comes up and these four investigative journalists investigate it, but not in a way that is kind of like traditional investigative journalism. It's like they're just going to Google everything and then try to find everything they can from the internet. And then maybe they'll call somebody and push a little bit, but everything is really driven from what they can find in Reddit or, wherever. And so my absolute favorite episode of Understood was one that came out sometime in the fall. And it was about this weird situation that happened early on in COVID where people were getting seeds just like mailed to them sent to them from Amazon. Yeah. So I'm not going to.
I don't remember hearing about this.
Well, so it was. Yeah. I mean, I heard about it.
Like that they didn't order and like seeds just arrived.
They did not order. Yes. And so there's a fantastic episode. I won't spoil it. But where they kind of arrive at two probable answers to why just, hundreds of people throughout the U.S. received just random boxes of seeds. And so it's a very it's not like any other podcast format that I've heard. Like it's kind of this weird deep dive on things that I either have heard about or had never heard about, and now I'm excited about the whatever the odd item or event was that they're searching on. So understood. I'd say that's my absolute favorite right now.
Amazing. You can do additional favorite podcasts.
Okay.
If you would like.
You'll allow yes. this? Okay.
Yes. The only thing that has, a single question, a single answer is the question that you gave, multiple podcasts to, but we'll transition it. So tell me more about your favorite podcasts.
All right. I really like Strong Songs. And so this is, I'm not a musician. I really like music. This is a podcast by an individual, Kirk Hamilton, and he kind of deconstructs all of the super famous songs going back decades, and just the musical ability. There's so much like terminology that he uses that I have no idea what it's about, but it's extremely soothing. Like he's talking about chord progressions and the lower A minors, and then he'll play a bass clarinet recorder and say that you heard in the theme song of The Mandalorian, and it's also in this other song, Prince uses this, and it's such a like mind craziness that I really really love, of just the movement back and forth. And so I'll give a shout out to Strong Songs. And then I haven't mentioned this, but I have been fortunate enough to become friends with someone who is also a guest on your show, Kathy, Merlin Mann. And I'm all about kind of the Merlin Mann universe.
Yes.
and all of his tentacles that are out there.
Oh, now I'm visualizing Merlin as an octopus, and that's now never going to leave my head. So thank you, Ben.
You're welcome. But he's so many, and it's not even just his shows, and it's and in fact I think that's where our link came up, was just through the many shows that he is on and co-hosts, and the co-hosts and their great shows and all the great shows with all that stuff. So those are the three, three big ones for me.
Nice. Perfect answers. Finally, we made it. Woo.
Thank you.
All right, Lorena, what about you? What are your favorite shows and why do you love them so much?
So my favorite shows, I have like very eclectic, set of interests, but I guess like the biggest things in common, I love to read. I am a gay woman, so I like lots of gay stuff, and I like really deep dives into things that I'm interested in. So I really like other TV rewatch podcasts. There's a great one called Hey Adora, which is breaking down the new She-Ra reboot that's been on Netflix. Ooh. Which is a lot of fun. And as far as like deep dives into books, I love Harry Potter and the Sacred Text. I don't know if y'all are familiar with that one, but they go chapter by chapter of the entire series and break it down with like using different like religious practices that would be used to examine the Bible or other religious texts, and use them to break down Harry Potter, which I think is it's just fascinating. Like, because I learn a lot about religion, which I'm not really a religious person. So I learn a lot about it through that lens of this book series that I grew up with and really enjoyed. I don't know, some gay podcasts I really like, I guess. There's this one called Les Hang Out, which is just like great conversations. They get into all sorts of different stuff. History is Gay is another one that I love, which is two hosts who just look at different people, eras of history, places where what we have learned in the history books has been very cisgender, has been very heterosexual, has been very focused on what the white men of the world did. And the white men of the world have done a lot of things, but a lot of other really cool people have, you know, who either were queer or suspected to be queer have done a lot of really interesting things in the world as well. So that one has been really cool to just learn more about people throughout history who were gay, who were out and proud or who weren't, or who were suspected to be gay, but just like what's been going on in our history beyond the white men that we learned about in school. So I really love like that one a lot.
Oh, amazing. So good. So good. All right. So now that we are done with the podcast related questions, it's time for the bonus question. Woo!
I'm so nervous about what this bonus question is going to be.
Me too. Oh my gosh. And I'm constantly nervous about like not like sounding super nerdy and not being cool. And I'm sure that this question is going to lead to that.
Well,
like
you're right. It's going to be perfect. But first, let me do my little intro for anyone that hasn't listened to this show. If you have a question you would like me to ask our guests, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire. Bonus, and I would love to hear your answers to my bonus question. So tweet with the hashtag FIYE answer to share your answers to my question. And this episode's question comes from friend of the show, Michael John Unger. And he wants to know, an asteroid is heading to Earth. Usually it's named after the discoverer, but the discoverer doesn't want to name it, obviously, because it's going to ruin Earth. What should we name it, folks?
I don't know why, but this just popped into my head. I'm naming it Asteroid Cosmic Stardust.
Ooh, that's a good name.
Just sounds like a good like unicorn name or something. So feels very magical.
I love it.
So I'm got a total blank. I'm gonna name this asteroid Broccoli.
Oh.
And for no reason other than I'm totally paralyzed in my mind of some other good asteroid name. So I'm going Broccoli.
It's going to be memorable for sure.
Very memorable. Yes. Very memorable to the three people that survive, you know, the world catastrophic asteroid explosion. Calling it Broccoli, I think that's an amazing name. So well done.
It's something.
You did it. You did it. You answered the question and that wasn't scary at all. Right?
I mean, it was a little bit scary. I mean, and especially with this like impending doom from an asteroid and the pressure and burden that's involved in that.
Right. Right. But the good part is if nobody, like whatever you named it, nobody would remember that it was you that named it. Because it wasn't named Ben or Lorena. So you worked out. Yay.
Did. Yay.
Well done. Well done. And thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at Friends in Ears. You can find Ben at Benjamin Chapman and Lorena is at Lorena Yoko. And I am at Mrs. Soup. Thank you again so much, and I hope you have an absolutely amazing day.